We're running short of time. We've got a couple of items to which we must deal with. One of which is a short briefing by Christine, I think, on what's happening on the central waterfront.
Yes.
Can you do that, Christine,
for
us? Thank you.
It will be quick. It actually flows naturally from the last agenda item that we had, talking about these temporary users of the new central harbourfront site. And I think members would agree that last year was quite pivotal in sort of branding this site, as is frequently mentioned by members of the public. And that's why we think that it's a good opportunity for us to brief you on the few temporary uses at that site so that you can consider the holistic implementation program in the future, possibly. So you would remember that in Area A, it became an observation well site. And after more than a year of preparation, the well commenced operation on the 5th of December 2014. So that's like half a year ago. And just to recap, the well is about 60 meters tall and has 42 gondolas, each holding up to 8 passengers. And our task force was actually invited by the operator to visit the site in December last year. And the operation so far has been smooth, and it has kind of become a popular spot for a lot of picture taking. And also, you can see it has become an iconic sort of part of the iconic backdrop for a lot of programs that features Hong Kong, so that it's worth mentioning. And the wheel site actually, apart from the wheel, there is area for them to put on some temporary events, like the one in the right-hand corner that they did a New Year countdown celebration. That was attended by members of the public. And for Area D and E, we rented it out through an operation agent that sort of bring in events and activities of various categories to this part of the harbourfront site. The tenancy commenced in May 2014, and from then till now, a total of 42 events were organised within this particular site, including exhibition, concert and carnival, etc. Currently running at this particular site, maybe members can definitely see these tents were travelling past the site. Until the May 27th, it's an event called Cavalier, which is actually a Canadian brought in event that featured horses and equestrian performing arts. It's also an event to celebrate Hong Kong Jockey Club's 130th anniversary. Other than the this Cavalier event, at the same time, the event site actually can accommodate more than one event at the same time. Over the past weekend, long weekend, there was indeed a free public event that was held called the Dine and Design at Central Harbourfront, and it was a food and beverage event with food tasting, cooking demonstration, and some sort of a chef's table that was open for the public. It was also a showcase of design elements of some local artist, and we understand that these pictures were taken on that few days. And looking ahead until the end of this year, the event site would feature these couple of events that could be made public at this particular moment in time. And we understand that the event organizer is still working on other options during the summertime, and that details of that could be announced later. But you can see that from September till November, we would have some running events, a beer festival. Hong Kong Classic is indeed a festival featuring classic cars from collectors, and there will be live music and kids zone, etc. And wine and Dine Festival, as well as the Symphony Under Stars, are recurring events that happened before and that were appear to be quite popular. So other than the three sites that we mentioned, for the other sites, including F and G are still passive open space and a pet garden, we observe that during weekends it attracts a family to bring in, like, the whole family to enjoy, especially on a good weather day. And for the other temporary sites, they are used by different parties now for different infrastructure works projects. And we would monitor the dates of eventual release of them after the completion of respective works on these sites. So this is basically the whole area that we want to go through. And as Chairman mentioned, in the not too future, we would have to consider the temporary use, especially in Site A and D and E, whether the existing or the current use are to be continued, or whether we have other options of making best use of the sites. But that would be for a later date for discussion. But today, I would just like to brief members of the existing usage of these sites. Thank you, Chair.
Did I hear talk about an E Grand Prix?
Yeah.
Along the waterfront this autumn?
E Grand Prix.
E Grand Prix, electric vehicle, Grand Prix.
Electric vehicle.
E Grand Prix.
I think it's an event that is presently being coordinated by the Central Policy Unit, and also the Tourism Commission is involved as well. So we would accommodate all these new requests for sites through the event organizer. And right now we don't have the confirmation to brief members.
Is Tourism Commission here? I heard very definitely that we were going to have an E Grand Prix.
Well, it's with Central Policy, of course.
Sorry that I haven't got the information at this stage. Maybe if I've got the information, I will pass it to the Secretariat.
Yeah, I think we need to follow up fairly quickly. Because having a Grand Prix event up and down that road, which is supposed to be a quiet boulevard, I understand that they'd go up and down the what was intended to be the quiet boulevard, both sides at speed, and then do the circle here around I, and do another circle around the convention centre.
Chairman, indeed, if the Formula E event needs to do some tracking or some realignment of roads, I'm sure members that they would have to come to this commission to ask for comments in relation to the whole atmosphere or the whole usage of the sites.
TD, know anything about it?
Chairman, I think we need to wait for the organizers' formal announcement.
That's a bit late, if I may say so. We would like to know about it before announcement is made, I think. Sorry, yes, please. Yes.
Yes, if you say about the Formula E, and the administration always welcome large-scale events to be held in Hong Kong, and we understand relevant bureaus and departments are actively liaising with the organizer on this event, including the details. And we understand that the organizer is preparing for the proposal or the options, and I think the administration and the concerned bureau and departments will continue to liaise with the organizers on this event.
Could you suggest the organizers that as a courtesy they should come and see the commission?
They would come. I'm sure that they would come because they need to seek consent of the commission for the alignment and also proposed track work. So on this, I'm pretty sure that they have to come.
Yeah. Paul.
Yeah, just on the central waterfront, I would. I'm a regular user of the temporary uses, and I think there are some issues, but we deal with that upon the renewal, so not today. But what I'd like to deal with right away is the crossing from Edinburgh Place to Yee Sing Street over Longwood Road. Can that one be provided as soon as possible so people can use the underpass and walk straight in a pretty much a straight line from the underpass, then across Longwood Road, and then cross over Using Street to the temporary use sites? I think that crossing should be provided as soon as possible. Some of the infrastructure is in place, but I think that should be opened as soon as possible. TD may have to look into that. And my other question is, we had a lot of comments on the design of Longwu Road, and especially on the use of concrete dividers. And now I see that Yising Street is being finalized in terms of the street furniture. And lo and behold, concrete dividers instead of planters. So they put some planters between the concrete dividers. But why are we not? It's a 50-kilometer road. And so there is no need for concrete dividers for the center, because that's for a 70-kilometer road. So why are we providing planters with soft? And so, and quite funny, the roundabout is done with a planter with granite stone and a much lower. And then the central divider for the straight sections are done with these concrete dividers, which are extremely ugly. We commented on that before. So can we know from government why we continue despite? I know for Longwood Road they said it's already done. We will look at it later. But why are we continuing it for the roads that we are now completing? So those are my two comments for the central waterfront.
Sure, pick it up.
Maybe CDD can supplement on the response, because actually Paul wrote an email on the 7th of April to talk about the Central Crossing on source planter. And here, I would like to respond that a pedestrian crossing from the area fronting the General Post Office and Star Ferry car park to the north of Longwood Road is actually scheduled to be implemented within this year. And the road works to modify the alignment of using street. It's also it will be gazetted under the Central Reclamation Phase 3 project as well. And along with Longwood Road, the roads will be required to provide an express alternative route to ease existing congestion of Connaught Road Central and Harcourt Road prior to the completion of the Central Wan Chai Bypass. And indeed, that's why for public safety purpose, some concrete barriers are used to separate the opposite lanes at the moment. But actually, we have informed members early in 2013, indeed, that upon completion of the Central Wan Chai Bypass, the traffic condition of Longwood Road and nearby roads will be reviewed. An enhancement of the design of the whole area would be considered. So that it's the suggested way forward. But I think CDD maybe wish to supplement.
I think that the situation is the same.
Okay. All right.
We'll Chairman, I lodge my objection.
Ultimately, we want to revert to what we were promised. Yes.
Well, I think it is objectionable, this behavior from government. I mean, we have raised the issue about the road feature design. Of course, Longwood Road was already done and was already built when we complained, but now they're building other roads and continue the same. The roundabouts are done with proper planters and granite stone, and the concrete dividers on the straight section. There is absolutely no need from a transport planning design manual. It doesn't. It's not. It's way. It's over-engineered, given the guidelines. We've asked for this design detail. I don't see why CDD can't do it, other than that it's a variation on a contract. So I mean, I don't see why we're not getting that support from government for enhancing, despite the fact that we've raised this issue time and time again. We have raised it since this.
Which is the road that you're?
This is the this Yuxing Road is the one that you see going off Longwood Road to up towards the blue side A, then the roundabout, and then turn left.
Right.
So that is, you know, and the straight sections are concrete dividers, and the roundabout and the bit of the turning lane is done with planters and granite. I mean, I just don't see why we can't get something that looks nice and fine detail, and why do we need to deal with these concrete barriers on a 50K road?
In that location? Can we look at planters in that location rather than concrete divider?
Actually, the road is a very short road, and it's part of the road system linking to Longwood Road, so that the same design standard was adopted.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have to go back. Well, certainly once the Central Wan Chai Bypass is open, and look at all these roads. Yeah. All right. Let's move on then, if we can. Action areas. We've tabled for you an update. I suggest we don't necessarily go through it now in detail. Please take away, digest. We've updated it as far as we can. So please go through particularly the updates. And if you have comments, please pass them to the Harbour Unit, I think. Is that fine by you, Paul?
Chairman, it's fine with me. I've raised a specific question, which is when is the renewal date for the very large billboard outside the Central Harbour Crossing Tunnel? I just want to know and I want to make sure the government is ready and prepared to not renew the billboard so that people can have a view of the water once the construction containers have been removed. So not that we don't sit with another long renewal date. So can we know the renewal schedule for that contract?
Okay. I'm sure Harbour Unit can find out for you. Yep. We'll find out for us. Thank you. All right, please take away. Go through. If you have comments, pass them to Harbour Unit. On other occasions, when we have time, I'd like to go through this, run right through the checklist, if you like. It's a very good discipline, and I think it's a good refresher as well for everybody. But we won't do it on this occasion. And that is it. Date of next meeting? Well, there may not be a next meeting. This is our last meeting as a task force, because, as you know, our term comes to an end before long. So we'll have to wait and see what happens in regard to either extensions of term or new members of task force, etc. But could I thank you all officially for your support and help? Put that on record, can you? Thanking all members. I need to be careful what I'm saying, but obviously life will go on. Life has to go on. We can't suddenly bring the commission and the task forces to an end. But watch this space. As soon as names and involvement has been approved, obviously people will be informed. But thank you, sir, for your contribution to date. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.